All right, beautiful ones. Thanks for letting me do that introduction. Hopefully, just that energy alone, if it gets out there, it'll probably be by the end of the week that we'll have it on YouTube. And we'll like I said, we're going to send you probably again by the end of the week a link so you can send your friends, and maybe a little description so you can put on Facebook or whatever. Because even if that's all they do is watch that first bit, then those energies get infiltrated into them, that become them. So whether they do mark, whether this is their path or not, it doesn't matter. If these energies can just touch more people in just that one meditation, I think it's big. So I really appreciated the things Mark said, that things are happening really fast, and they didn't expect us to be able to bring this unstructured part of consciousness in. So let's open up to questions, comments. And I have to tell you, I'm looking at, we had the biggest snow. No, the fourth biggest snow in Denver's history. So everything, I'm looking out at my patio with so much snow, but it's warm. So it's already melting fast. Sunny, blue sky. Nothing's more beautiful than covered with snow and a blue, blue sky. All right. So,
Hi, Mark. Hi, Jeanette. Hi. And Mark.
I have an identity crisis myself, Teresa.
What happened is that before Mark invited us into the expanded consciousness space, I had this massive ball of emotions, but emotions that came similar to what you were talking about beforehand, about your experience, but it was like all the kind of past of disappointment and betrayal or being let down by whomever. But it was this massive ball, and it was like really quite overwhelming. And then Mark said to step into expanded consciousness. Well, that happened automatic. And when I was there, it was like there was no nothing, no self. There was nothing. There was no pain. There was nothing. So it was like he said the unhealed never existed soon afterwards. And I thought, oh my God, there's nothing to be healed because there's no pain. There's nothing. When you're in that expanded self, there is no self to have pain or be hurt, and that was amazing because that was such that quick insight of understanding it and feeling it and knowing it was incredible. That
you know, Teresa, you just saying it helps me understand that all of that, the pain, the wounding, the traumas belong to self. And as soon as we can pull out from self, we can still have a self, but it doesn't have to be the container for all that.
Exactly.
Oh, you've made it amazing? So clear. Thank you.
It's incredible. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Let's have all kinds of big emotional balls just disappear. I love what he said, that there's nothing that needs to be healed. Yeah. All right. Who's next?
Still not. Since we started going out in Shambhala, I have had a major shift because in my everyday life, I got some white nothingness. I can still be angry on behalf of others, especially when I look at the world and the conditions, but it's not me. So I feel it's a sort of, white nothingness. That is me in a way. So it's something.
Kari, what if that's the true you, and everything else is just our you know, we called it our Shambhala avatar, but what if that white nothingness is a real you, and it's an earth avatar that's going through all these things? Why? Because there's nothing else to do. You know, the universe would be really boring if it was just white nothingness. So we create worlds and universes and traumas and people and lifetimes just to fill the space of white nothingness with something.
I think you're very close there. I found it out myself. It must be that nothingness we are seeking, because simply there. And it started with Shambhala. And today, I was boiling warm in peace. And now I try to put all me together again. It was like an earthquake.
Oh, Kari, thank you. Thank you for being with us so many years.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for knowing you so long.
I miss Norway.
I miss you to come. It's really.
Next year, you guys. Next year, I'll be on my way. All right. Who else?
Hi there. This is Isabel from the Netherlands. Hi. Well, usually I fall asleep somewhere halfway. This time I was very much awake and so many things happened. It's like when we start the meditations, I go somewhere inside, and now it felt like I was turned inside out, and like I became sort of the universe. It's like the universe was in me, and I got turned inside out, and it was so remarkable. And then I saw these strange, it like was like bended beans. They were gray, and they felt very empty, very sad. And then I felt that there was a lot of things happening in my back, and it was like it was straightened. And I saw these bended beams straighten as well. And it was like they were filled with gold, and I was filled with gold. And then there was this absolute stillness. And I heard this line from the David Bowie song, "Now I'm floating in the most of peculiar ways." And there was this nothingness, and it was so strange and so beautiful.
Curious. I love that you felt yourself straightening up and they straighten up too. That I think that's why Mark is pushing this essence through us into the world, for this, as Ashtatara called it, discontinuous transfiguration that we can't even imagine. Isabel, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And when you're not speaking, go ahead and turn your video off.
Well, it's Linda now here. Hello. It was great. Just incredible, beautiful, great, relieving. And it reminded me of when I was a child. I had a period where each night I would lie and I in my bed in the dark. And I would do breathing, you know, deep breathing, so that I would expand and expand and expand. And I had tried here in my grown-up life to find that space again. And this is it.
Oh,
that is awesome for me, because I really came back to a space, wow, just like everybody else is saying, wow.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, and he started that way, didn't he? He says, move back to your mystical, magical, innocent self.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Lizetta, are you next?
Yes, I hope so. Hi. Hi, everybody. The analogy you used about being popcorn, us being popcorns, well, I felt the heat right at the beginning, like we were being put into the microwave. It was really strong. And then I found myself thinking about the children or adolescents that call themselves they. Mm-hmm. And my mind said, geez, it would have been easier if they were aliens. Maybe we could accept it then. them being calling themselves they. And I actually understood then, I got the whole picture of why they're here and why they call themselves they. And go on.
Is that it? It might be the same way that Mark calls himself we.
Yeah.
You know, that they already.
And I actually felt, yes. And then I thought, oh, that's us. We're they. I saw the reflection that they're bringing in. And so all of us, we're like these adolescents now, where they come in as they don't identify themselves as he or she, they're they. So I really got it. And I'm also actually now feeling and sensing Mark not as one entity, but I'm now sensing the group. So that's really lovely.
The group that is Mark, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes. Sorry, it's early morning. This is the first time I'm speaking, so I hope I make sense. and what was the other thing? Yes, I started observing the mind, and I know Mark said something about the mind has its place. Now, this is I don't know what my question is to Mark about the mind, but I noticed in the last series, the first or second class, something changing about the mind, something occurred, and I started observing and asking questions in a different way about the mind, and I found my mind being sort of a bit miffed because it's always been asked to stay quiet, to step out of the way, and I don't really understand what is happening or what I'm working on, but it has to do with the mind and I guess wanting to know its place, where it's going to end up. I'm not sure what the question is.
All right. Let me see what Mark, what his answer is.
Thank you.
Luckily, he doesn't need good questions because he does what he does no matter what. And hey, he's been guiding us without any questions at all. All right. The mind is the supreme instrument of self. So when self became a reality and the we consciousness of all became a dim memory or no memory at all, the structure of mind became the structure of self. And the whisper of the structure of Shambhala consciousness went further and further away, and mind became master. As you observe mind, you honor its place because it is an essential instrument of self, and self is who you are. But it's not given its whole empire, it's just given a castle. And what you will find, all of you, is that your mind becomes less territorial, less protective of you and itself. It lets down its guard, and it becomes an instrument of communication between yourself and Shambhala. So right now, mind is questioning itself. It's always been predominant. And now its predominance is taken away, but a whole new faculty of mind, which is communication, is like the cell phone to the everything world. So the old mind is jumbled. And we felt it a lot as we were coming back from that meditation, that there was a lot of pushing and pulling and shoving of mind and thinking and thoughts and judgments. And that will be. But then when the mind relaxes, it finds that this new job is infinitely more rewarding and actually allows the mind to become a multidimensional instrument rather than it protecting a one-dimensional self. Thank you. Thanks for being up in the morning. All right. Who's next? It looks like Johanna has her hand up. Hannah. So good to see you.
Hi, Janet. Hi, everyone. And thank you. Thank you so much for this. And synchronicities abound. This morning I woke up and before I started my first day as a principal and with 4 employees in front of me wondering what life is all about, I sat down and meditated for 20 minutes during work hours, good people, during work hours, and asked my heart for any guidance. And the synchronistic part of it was that the answer came, I love you, Hannah. And I kept telling my heart back, I love you too. And we kept going back and forth like that. And when you said that, and when you talked about the fact of the no self that emerged as the observer in between and the essence of it all, I cried so bad because I was wondering this morning, you know, what do I have to offer? And I realized that I don't have to offer anything. I just have to offer the space and the expanded space. And this helped so much with that. So thank you.
Hannah, nice to have you with us. Nice to see you.
Muddy here. I'm lost for words. So that's also the reason why I wrote on Facebook, so I have time to make good English. And now I'm... But my question was, and I was, is it more difficult to find balance now? And I think most of it is answered already in the last bits Mark said. I think I will replay that a lot.
So what answer did you get from what he just said?
I don't know, because I can't think anymore now. But it was good stuff. I don't know. Sorry. And I want to thank everybody who replied on my question, because that helped so much. And we, previous class, we talked about misfits and masterpieces. And that makes sense a lot to me. So that's, I get over the shame I don't sense anything or and other stuff. So just to be open, and it helped others as well, I guess. But is there something going on that it's, maybe I ask it again. That it's, yeah. But I guess it's already answered.
So, yeah, I think the answer to will it be easier or harder to get more balance, I think it's yes and no. I mean, what's happened to me yesterday is I was balanced, and then stuff that would unbalance me came up because it needs to be seen as well. So I think we are clearing so much that looking for balance, we can balance the old balls, but then when somebody throws in 3 more, they're going to fall on the floor. And so, but ultimately, that's where we need to be, because these balls, these emotions need to be brought up. So it is what it is.
Yeah, and it helps to share. Maybe it's a part of being seen, but it's also the group energy that helped. And just the little thumbs and hearts, then you feel connected again. And that helps a lot for me.
So let me suggest, because we don't, we have a closed group, International Mark Meditation Group, and on Facebook, and and thanks to Madi and other people who are really really using it, it's become a great springboard for conversation and for support. So go to that Facebook page, just look up Mark International Mark Meditation Facebook page, and you have to answer questions that said, yes, I'm a student of Mark, and no, I won't advertise anything here, because of course, anybody who finds groups, they all try to be in it. And post whatever. It's a safe place to talk about what's going on and to really find your voice also in your answers as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I comment on that. Not on what you said, but on Maddie.
Yes.
When we have these, I have them too. They come up and down, Maddie. At one point I'm fine, and then at another point I'm certainly not fine. And lately I said, okay, this is not very good, and you know. And then I thought, but when I release stuff, don't I also do it for, let's say, for the collective?
Yes, yes, and yes.
So that sort of could, if nothing else, soothe experience that we're not completely alone doing this. And we are supporting each other in the group because we're all going through it and we know it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the reminder. It does make it easier when we go through stuff that we volunteered to be way showers. So there's, you know, and you can't get do-overs once you volunteer. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's hear, you know, there's so many of you who don't speak so much, and you have fascinating experiences. So let's hear from some of you that hold yourselves back.
I don't think I hold myself back. However, this is my first time with you here today. And I would like to say something. First of all, I'm very grateful. Since I found your presence, I found my peace and I found trust. This is the first time in my life I don't question anything. This is the first time in my life that my brain actually stepped aside, and I am a thinker. I think, I analyze, I overthink, I mull things over. My brain somehow just step aside every time when I'm in your presence, in your energy. I don't have any doubts. I have the trust in my heart that I am looked after, that I am on the right path. And first time, I also understood that it's about receiving, and only my presence is really here necessary. So I completely surrender. I surrender to your energy, to the group of energy, to the experience I'm going through, strongly believing that higher entities leading me. And it's a very, very beautiful feeling because I wanted two things in my life, all my life, peace and freedom. And finally, I never wanted anything else, really. And finally, I think, like, you know, I'm there. Obviously, I want to, if I could, I would spend all days with you meditating and connecting to higher self. But what I'm getting is so rewarding. It's so beautiful. It's beyond words, really. And I'd like to pass to all of you my love, my gratitude. And thank you very much.
Thank you. And you, so true. Peace and freedom. And you're right. It's absolutely beyond words. Thank you.
Thank you.
Questions or comments?
I have a question. I know I talk a lot. It is commonly said in the lightworker community that we are clearing not just the energetics from our childhoods, but the emotional energies from our ancestors, which are encoded into our DNA and our cells, that we are clearing also for the earth as she releases in the higher photonic light. Does Mark agree with these assertions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's everything we do is for the collective. Well, it's for us, but we are the collective, and that's why we're reaching a tipping point so quickly, because every little thing we do, and the people who've levered and lifted us, you know, we just are the walk on shoulders of giants already. It is changing consciousness. I loved his comment today about disruptive technology. You know, the iPhone came in and everything in the whole world changed, and it couldn't be expected, and it just spread. And I get that we're really embodying disruptive consciousness.
Why does it feel that the energetics are so much stronger? Because it feels now, I know that anger in me that I'm not aware of, and I get the least bit angry. It feels like a huge wave rolls in from the collective to process through. And I just wonder why does it seem more intense now? What is his perspective on that?
Everything is intense now. It's the, you know, the microwave bat, the popcorn's been put in the microwave and it's put on high for 2 minutes or 4 minutes. And so everything is heating up, everything, politics, health, family structures, anger, everything, the environment, everything is heating up. So it is intense, and it's going to be intense until there's a flip. He used the analogy of the quantum, where the electrons get excited and then they flip and show and come into a whole different world. That's what we're doing. We've called it a quantum shift, but now it's really happening. The other reason it's more intense is actually there's more support. So now enough humans have enough of consciousness in the higher levels where the support can come in, that also turns up the heat.
Are the barriers between individuals becoming thinner?
At the lower levels, not at all. The lower levels, there's still whatever. But as humans open up to their higher levels where there were never barriers, where all humans move to the higher consciousness, that's where you're doing your work. And that's why the collective is more seamless up there. But down here on Earth, no, the boundaries are still the boundaries, but that's not where you're working.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to see if Mark wants to do a final blessing then.
Jeanette, some folks are requesting more volume, if you can.
Okay. Thank you. Let me see if I can do more volume. Is that any better? I don't know. Can Jeff, can you hear me all right? Or maybe I was talking too softly. Jeff, come back on and tell me how the sound is.
Sounds pretty good to me, but it sounded pretty good earlier. We're getting a thumbs up from UK. So that's
good. Okay.
The sound is good, Jeanette.
Okay.
I think that's a character.
So you might have just
drifted back physically a little bit.
Maybe I did. Maybe I drifted back physically. All right. I'll put the pillow back behind me. All right, dear. Oh, you like my microphone? Good. Do you have a question, Brooke?
Well, I was going to say too, I thought maybe it was just my hearing, but I can hear all this now well, but during the meditation with Mark, I had to really strain to hear it. And sometimes I would miss a word. So I was, in a sense, glad to get the confirmation that Jeff just said some other people were saying to turn to hear the volume.
Okay, well, I'll keep it at this level. And I do apologize. Sometimes when Mark takes me to a high place, I stop speaking as loudly. I totally know that. But I'm at that point, I'm not in
charge.
That's
the way it seems to me. Yeah.
All right, exactly. So... what's the big black thing? That's my microphone. I'm getting it closer. Okay. Let's see. Dear ones, the blessing today and every day is peace. Peace is never given from the outside. It only appears to come to you from other dimensions. But we invite you in our closing time to feel peace as a fundamental essence of your atomic structure, not just your DNA, but your atoms. So feel peace as absolutely intertwined with matter itself. When you find and remember that peace is an element of physical existence, you'll no longer need to search for it or earn it, but to just claim it. You see it in nature. There is an underlying vibe of peace, even though nature is predatory, it's difficult. Nature's physical existence is based on the essence of peace. There is a harmony in the interplay of all things. And when you allow yourself to be in nature, you feel it. And you are nature as well. But somehow you've taken yourself offline of knowing that. Your fundamental physical essence is peace. We remind you of that. We remind you especially that peace is physical. It's not simply a beautiful meditation. It is the essence of matter. Thank you. This is Mark. Again, I want to thank all of you for your dedication here. You know, it's a big deal to meet every week. And it's a commitment. And that commitment I know will pay back so many times. Heck, I've been doing it 32 years. And it's given me so much. But now it's giving me so much more faster because you're all part of it. So again, thank you. By the end of the week, we'll send you an email that has the links and the link to the YouTube video of that first part. And a reminder that you can order the transcripts because, well, so many times I miss a lot and I only get it again when it's transcribed and I get to see it. So thank you. I'll be with you next week. Well, and Mark is with you always. Blessings.